Oid yesh in and poshet. We learn Shmiras Halashim from the Chavetz Chaim Shar Zechira Perigimol, Shin number 28, where the Chavetz Chaim says we can contemplate and further understand the severity of speaking Lashon Hara. And he explains, Ki yadua, it's known. She Yisra'in ha'odom mikol bal yachayim. What is the superiority of man over animal? What makes a person greater over the animals? And explains the Chavetz Chaim, it's the koyach hadibur. It's loshin medaberis. It's the ability to speak. Where did we get this ability to speak from? The pasuk tells us, as we all know, vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoyu v'atzmoy. Hashem took his time and blew inside of our nostrils. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim vayhi ha'odom lenefesh chaya. And man became a living spirit. Explains Targum Unculus, leruach memalo, a talking spirit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took of his time. I want to share with you a quick story. I spoke to a friend of mine recently. I asked him if he can make a connection and arrange for a meeting with me and one of his friends. So we discussed the text of the email that would be sent to him. Then we had a conversation to fine-tune it a drop. And then my friend said, you know what? I'm going to just very simply call him up and ask him if he has less than 2 minutes of his time to have a short conversation with me. That's just less than 2 minutes. That's all I'm asking. And I'm thinking to myself, this is his friend. He can only talk to him less than 2 minutes of his time, because his time is so precious. We have over here, the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bari Olam, the creator of everything, Adoy Nakol, master of everything, takes his time to blow inside of us and give us the ability to speak. The ruach mimalala. The zeu raki imhu misaki mikoy chadibar shenos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this ability to speak, which elevates us over the animal kingdom. Besides the fact that the Chavetz Chaim continues to tell us how we have to use this gift properly, we are greater than the animals only if we use this gift constructively. But let's come to appreciate how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one taking his time, not sending a shliach, not sending malachim to give us the ability to speak. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is vayipach ba'apov, is blowing inside of us. Hashem himself, v'chvoidoy uva'atzmoy, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we can't begin to even say these words to understand what this means, is saying, I'm going to create you, Adam, you mankind, this ability to speak. That alone is something to think about, to appreciate. This gift that was given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem gave us this gift. I think this is awe-inspiring to appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gave us this gift of speech. Now, it's a gift if we use it properly, as the Chavetz Chaim continues to explain, if we use it constructively. Because if we don't use it properly, then it's destructive. Then not only are we not like the animals, we're lower than the animals. Because the animals are fulfilling their tafkid. The animals are fulfilling their purpose. But a person who is giving this gift of speech by Hashem and uses it in a destructive fashion to speak Lashon Hara, to speak Rechilus, to harm people with words, he's lower than an animal. If the person uses his speech for evil, he's lower, he's worse than the animals on the earth. Because the animal is not misusing the gifts that Hashem gave him in an incorrect manner. And that's why the Chavetz Chaim says, David HaMelech told us, Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz Chaim. David HaMelech could have just said, Mi chavetz b'chaim. Mi chavetz Chaim. What's Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz b'chaim? Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz Chaim? Explains the Chavetz Chaim. Mi ha'ish. The lav hoche einoi b'chlal ish. If a person doesn't use this gift properly, he's not even in the category of mankind. Mi ho ish. Who is this person that falls in the category of a man, of a woman, meaning a person who is using the speech properly? Mi ho ish, who is this? The person who uses his speech properly. He concludes this piece by telling us that if a person is a Talmud Chacham, if a person is a Ben Torah, and he speaks Lashon Hara, it's even much worse. And he gives the mashal of this beautiful palace, and you see this gorgeous palace, and you come to approach it, and as you're getting closer, you start smelling this horrific, awful stench. And you wonder, it must be in your head because it looks so gorgeous over here. It's so beautiful. And you realize, no, it's not in your head. It's in your nose. You really smell it. And the person next to you is covering their nose and their mouth. And it's horrific. And you get closer and closer. You open the door. You see this garbage dump. Is this odor is just beyond bearable. It's unbearable. He gives the marshals of a tannery. And outside it looks so gorgeous, and inside it's just unbearable. That's what it's like when a person is a Talmud Chacham or a person is a Ben Torah and he speaks Lashon Hara. Externally, it looks one way, he looks one way. But internally, this person reeks from Lashon Hara, reeks from the Aveira. And it's much worse of an Aveira, because now it's more of a Chilul Hashem. The Chavetz Chaim here is discussing the importance of understanding the severity of speaking Lashon Hara. And that's why he's telling us, one, number one, appreciate the gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift of speech. Hashem himself took his time to give us this gift. Let's value that alone. What is the gift? The gift of constructive speech. Of speaking positively, speaking nicely with each other.